We're talking with Dr. Jason Rivers of the Department of Dermatology at UBC about skin cancer. Doctor, young people, are they getting the message about using sunscreen?
Most people are well aware of the hazards of excess sun exposure. One of the problems, though, is that converting knowledge into behavior is not always that easy. And especially for the group you identified, especially males between 14 and 24, we know in Canada there are people who generally think that they're invincible and that nothing's going to happen to them. Unfortunately, that's always the hope, but not always the event that happens. And skin cancer rates, as I mentioned, are going up. So we are seeing some suggestions that for melanoma, which is a serious type of skin cancer, that in younger individuals, the rate is starting to come down somewhat. And that's a positive note because it suggests that our educational processes have been of some benefit over the last 20 years. And you may not be aware, but each year for the last 20-odd years, the Canadian Dermatology Association has been very well-placed to do public screenings in different locations, especially here on the West Coast, to help inform people about the hazards of excess sun. The bottom line, though, is this, is that if you can moderate your sun exposure by not going out to lie on the beach for 4 hours at a time, by looking for shade as a way of protecting yourself from the sun, and by using clothing and high sun protective factor or SPF sunscreens, that will go a long way to help reduce your risk for skin cancer 20 years down the road.
There's a lot of differences in the SPF levels. Is there a minimum that you would suggest? Is it 15 and higher? Is it 30 and higher? What would you suggest?
The minimum that I would recommend for an SPF is a 30, and you're looking for sunscreens that are also broad spectrum. Remember also that a sunscreen is only good if you use it, and most people use literally about a quarter of the amount of sunscreen that you're supposed to get the rated SPF level. So you should put on your sunscreen before you go out, at least 10, 15 minutes before you go out, because then it's on you. If you're doing a lot of heavy activities, sweating, toweling off, then you should reapply it. A sunscreen, if you were to go to Wreck Beach and cover your whole body, takes about 30 mils. And since most sunscreen bottles are maybe 120 mils, maybe 240 mils, that's only 4 to 8 applications. So you have to realize that that sunscreen bottle that's been sitting in the glove box of your car for 2 years, if it's still there, it means you haven't been using it enough. So use enough sunscreen. Use it on areas that you can't otherwise protect with clothing.
Dr. Jason Rivers of the Department of Dermatology at UBC. This is CKNW.